Always a pleasure to be here. I'm very well, thank you.
So good to see you. First off, how was harvest? I know you do some farming and ranching down in southern Alberta. Let's talk. How did it go?
It was okay. Yeah. We had a lot drier year down south than I think you guys are having up here, but it was for how dry it was, surprised how much we got off of it actually. And yeah, early harvest and no major breakdowns or anything. We got done pretty quick and yeah, nice to do that and get back to the music thing now.
I just don't get how you find the time to do, because farming's a full-time gig.
Yeah.
Plus you're out there, you know, you've got a family, you're on the road. I just don't get how you balance time.
Just love it all, man. I just
love it all.
I can't imagine not doing any one of those things, so I just keep doing them.
It's, what sort of stuff are you growing down there anyway? I never did ask you that.
We do wheat, barley, canola, and peas as well. It's kind of our crop rotation.
So if I enjoy a cold one this afternoon, I can raise it in your honor.
That's right. Actually, some local guys started a brewery. It's called Origin Brewery, and they farm. It's a group of farmers that started it. And I'm not in that group, but they do all their own malt barley and everything. So
that's
kind of how they got into it. And now they do a lot of malting for a whole bunch of Alberta breweries all over. So you're probably getting some beer from that part of the world anyways.
And at some point during the summer, you moved, did you not?
I did. We moved out to the farm. That was
how
extra.
How are you not completely gray?
Life always seems a little extra. But yeah, that was pretty stressful because our harvest did come so early, but we wanted to get the kids out to start the new school in September rather than move them halfway through the year. And mom and dad found a place in town and they've been talking about that forever, but just nothing coming up. And finally one did in July. So then we had August to move and that was about it. So yeah, it was moving right into harvest time and we need a little vacation maybe here.
Boy, do you ever.
Yeah, for sure. But it's all good things.
So what grade are the kids in?
2 and kindergarten.
Best. Yeah, I miss those days.
Great age to just have them out there and explore and just having the farm. And we kick them outside every day. They just love it out there.
Dropping them off at school, having them look back at you with those tears in their eyes like, Dad, can't do it.
They don't love us that much, I don't think. They're happy. They're thriving. They knew a lot. I mean, it's a lot of kids that their parents I grew up with, you know, so they already had a little bit of some of the relationships there. And yeah, I couldn't be happier to be out in the place I've always called home. It's never changed. It was always going to be back out there, and it's feels pretty good to be there.
And you snapped a great picture. I saw it on your Twitter account the other day. It's you and your son on what looks like a vintage mini bike. And as soon as you walked into the control room, we hadn't even started talking yet, but I said, we got to talk about that mini bike, because I'm a mini bike. I'm a dirt bike guy.
Yeah.
I've got a mini bike, but that looked pretty darn cool.
And that's the special thing. I mean, you don't need the farm to do this kind of stuff, but just having that, it was always sitting there, and it was Dad's when he was young, and I remember him and I kind of putting it back together, and you just you never forget stuff like that. So then when the kids got there, we had a kind of a week where it had rained or some grain wasn't ready, and right away that was one of the first things I wanted to
Let's
do
start
when we
wrenching.
Got to the farm. So no brakes. I was digging my heels in and riding with the kids, but he had
the helmet on, you didn't.
Yeah, and they're
I've taken enough bonks to the head. It doesn't matter anymore.
That's right. So it doesn't it's not a speed demon by any means, but the kids asked to go on that thing just about every day now. So once we get the brakes fixed up, they'll be ripping around on it soon enough, I'm sure.
Okay, let's talk music. You had a bunch of shows this summer. My gosh, you were busy.
We were, and really got to travel a lot, a lot of fly dates and stuff too, which we've always tried, you know, expanding further and further across Canada, but really hit this year, and then you realize, well, that's a lot more work to get all that traveling stuff in too. So just another thing, but went out to the East Coast, Cavendish Beach Music Festival we did out there. We did one in Manitoba. We were out Saskatchewan. And then all over Alberta too, Big Valley Jamboree. We had a blast. We camped up there this year because we had two shows there.
Oh gosh, camping at Big Valley.
It was a mess.
Yeah. I've camped there a few times and I don't remember any of it.
We weren't in general population anymore, whatever they call it.
Where you were?
Not this year. Yeah, they gave
it's
us.
It's always good when you can escape there.
It was a little quieter over where we were, but we still managed to have a pretty good time.
Any highlights from the summer tour?
Yeah, that one was great.
Big Valley,
That was just, what a crowd. We got to do the late night show. We were kind of the last one of the night, so starting at midnight on a Saturday night is it's our kind of crowd. That's what we love to do. We love to bring the energy. So, and then the Sunday was we thought the Sunday would be a little quieter. We got the same slot.
Not out there.
People were still ready to go, and had two great crowds. East Coast was great too. I mean, get the appreciation for music out there is just is unbelievable. They're at 2 in the afternoon, there's still 10,000-15,000 people there. They're there. I always like Big Valley is a party that there's music at. in the East Coast, it's like you're going to watch music and then you party after, but the music's the focus. And
I love that.
It's cool out there. I love it. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this new single, Neon Time. I listened to it today for the first time, and my gosh, it's a country song.
That's what we were going for. That's good. Yeah.
It's a legit old school country song.
Yeah, so
sitting in a bar, just this is my Neon Time. I love it.
It was a great hook, and as Wade Kirby came up with that hook, he's a great songwriter. He's got some George Strait cuts, and then Jim Collins, who's another, yeah, we wrote it at Jim's place, and he's got, I think, 9 or 10 number one plaques, like just some Kenny Chesney, the good stuff, and She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy, and Big Green Tractor guy, I guess.
He's got a bit of a tractor thing going.
He's right up my alley, but those two guys, just great songwriters. But yeah, I talked with Bobby Wills about a year ago, and he was kind of starting his record label, or really getting it off the ground, and he came to me, and well, we were having a discussion one night. He said, we should do a honky tonk record together, and I've always leaned pretty, you know, that far that way, but
yeah, old school,
let's really lean into it, and he knew some players and some writers, and that could really help out with that. So yeah, I've been working with him for a year, and we just kind of announced that we're distributing through his thing, and it's been awesome, just kind of that added level up for us, and just having that, and then doing exactly what I've always kind of wanted to do anyways. It was kind of a no-brainer for us. So
having some freedom to do what you want,
yeah,
right,
exactly,
and go in the directions you want to go.
Yep.
Well, let me ask you this. You mentioned a jukebox in this song. Let's imagine it's, you know, mid-80s, and we're in a seedy old bar somewhere, and there's a jukebox. Who are you looking for when you walk over?
Oh, man. I got such a wide range of musical tastes. I grew up with a lot of classic rock, so the vinyls and everything, that's right up my alley. And I don't know, Grandpa was a big, like, Merle Haggard and George Jones. I remember him playing a lot of that stuff too, so the outlaw country was right up my alley. So yeah, when we got the opportunity to put the pedal steel guitar and get all that kind of bendy kind of Telly guitars on there, and that was right up my alley for that too. So
I think I'd walk over to the machine and find some disco just to drive everybody in the club crazy.
You always gotta have that
guy. That one guy, right?